I'm here at the Solar Fits Rally with Howard Johns, of the chair of the Solar Trade Association. Howard, you pulled this rally together quite quickly. Are you pleased with the turnout you've seen so far today?
Yeah, it's great. It's really shaping up. We've got a few hundred people here already, and we don't start for another 15 minutes, so we're expecting to be turning people away at the door.
And you've obviously been talking to MPs already ever since the consultation was announced. Are you finding a lot of sympathy in Parliament for the solar industry's position on this?
Yes, indeed. Many people are very supportive, firstly, at the crazy timescale that this thing's being introduced with, but also the scale and severity of the cuts. You know, most MPs support a growing solar industry and you know, really don't think this is a good idea.
So you're obviously, you accept that some cut in the tariff is necessary. It's mainly the timescale that you have a problem with, yeah?
We actually asked for a cut of 25% across the board 6 months ago. Really, the nub of the problem here is the budget cap imposed by Treasury. And that's the thing that has to change. That's why we're appealing to David Cameron. All of this is focused on getting David Cameron's attention to get him to intervene to fix the problem that they've created. They're blaming this on the Labour government's mishandling of the setup of this scheme. But actually, it was the coalition government that created this budget cap, and they're the ones that need to fix it.
Do you feel a bit betrayed by David Cameron? After all, he said he was going to have the greenest government ever.
Greenest government ever. Their manifesto was power to the people. You know, and here we have destruction of the sort of the leading light of the green growth movement in the UK. I mean, we've got 20,000 jobs on the line, according to DEC's own impact assessment. If they go ahead with this, we're expecting the market to potentially shrink to only 5% of what it is this year. Most people think, okay, the rates are fine, we can live with them, or just about. But there's a whole lot of other stuff in the announcement around energy performance criteria, which means that, yeah, potentially the market, well, at best case, will shrink to 50% of what it is this year. So you're talking about 15,000 people being made redundant just before Christmas.
And are you optimistic of a government climb down on this before December the 12th?
Well, they've done a U-turn on solar once already to get us into this situation, so I think there's a good chance that they'll do another U-turn to get us out of it again.
Howard, thanks very much for your time.
Well, I'm afraid of you turns up.